Good morning. So the Senate Finance Committee yesterday rejected two proposals, two amendments that would have added the public option to Max Baucus's bill. But the Senate Finance Committee is still in the markup period. They're still dealing with over 500 amendments.
It looks like a show trial. It looks very showy. I can't tell if they're getting something done or if they're just putting on a show in those.
I think there's a lot of people who are wondering that. Yeah. We have three experts to help us deal with that. This morning we're joined by Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson. She serves the 30th Congressional District of Texas. That's most of Dallas. In addition to that, she also served as a nurse for 15 years. We also have Congressman Vic Snyder. He's from Arkansas's 2nd District, and he worked as a family practice physician for over 15 years. And Congressman Jim McDermott, who we heard from earlier, he serves Washington State's 7th District, and he's a trained psychiatrist. Good morning to all of you. I wanted to start with Congresswoman Johnson. You have said that you couldn't imagine supporting a bill that did not have the public option in it. Why is that?
Because there are so many people that the insurance companies will not cover. If they were intending to cover them, they'd be covered now. And the only way that it seems that they can get insurance is to have an option to pay premiums for their insurance that's affordable to them.
Now, Vic Snyder, you served in the services. You served in Vietnam, and you bring not only your military experience but also your family practice experience as well. And you say you can get health care reform done without the public option. Why do you say that?
Yeah, the public option has never been a deal breaker for me. Several reasons. First of all, even by the CBO analysis, they say at the end of 10 years or so there would only be 10 million people in the public option. I mean, it's like the tail on the dog. The tail will not wag that dog. The reality is that even if we include a public option, it will still be the private insurance companies that will be driving most of health care for working American families. And so I think in some ways what all this focus and the arguing about the public option has done has taken our eye off the ball of the insurance companies and what would be the kind of more intense regulation that would help them ultimately and help the American people. But I think that health care reform is, I think we let ourselves off the hook if we think all we have to do is include a public option and somehow that solves all our problems. I don't think that's the case. And also politically, I don't think it's going to be in the final bill that's signed into law.
So, Congressman McDermott, you actually started a health care system in Washington. Can you tell me about that?
Well, a number of years ago, this was in the 80s, I started what's called a basic health plan for the working poor. It was basically to meet the needs of those people who did not have enough money to buy into the system, you know, generally, but who were not eligible for Medicaid. They were not poor enough for that. So I put together a subsidized program, and it's possible for us to do that nationally.
That was the first state program in the country to provide low-cost health insurance. Was that a so-called public option?
Sure was. People of all walks of life who couldn't get insurance any other way could get into the Washington Basic Health Plan. It didn't have any preconditions. You couldn't be excluded for any illness or injury. And it worked very well. I mean, when tight budget times like now, they've been cutting it, but it's worked very well.
So, again, these are all, we're speaking with all Democrats today. We're going to speak to the Republicans tomorrow. And a question for you, Congresswoman Johnson. The Senate just turned down the two public option amendments, and yet the House has, Speaker Pelosi says the public option is probably a deal breaker. Are you guys going to be able to reconcile a bill together?
You know, all I'm interested in is making sure that every person has an option to purchase a premium to cover themselves. It can be a public option. Perhaps it can be something else. Whomever can think of some way that it can be done, I'm willing to listen. But I do think that that is not the only thing that I'm concerned about. I'm still concerned about the other components, with no previous condition, with competition so that some of the prices can go down, not dropping people when they become ill. I just think that there is more to it than the public option, but
right.
I want to know what process would be used to make sure that people who are not covered now can get coverage.
Well,
that they can afford.
Congresswoman Johnson and Congressman Vic Snyder of Arkansas and Congressman Jim McDermott of Washington State. I mean, you're all Democrats, true, but we asked you to come on the program because you all have medical expertise. Congressman Anybody's Johnson, you're a nurse. We should remind people, Vic Snyder, you were a family physician, and Jim McDermott, you're a trained psychiatrist. You know, I'm scratching my head here a little bit. To have that medical background, does that make you, does that give you more authority in this health care reform debate, or do people accuse you guys of being special interests? Congresswoman Johnson, you first, and I just want a response from everybody.
Well, I don't know that I would be considered special interest. I don't serve on any committee that covers these subjects. I do keep up with it, but I also know that I've been on the side where people cannot get health insurance. I've been on the side where the insurance companies will not pay for the first day in a hospital, and that's one of the most expensive days, and they won't pay for the last day in the hospital, and that is the one where they do the evaluation to make sure you're ready to go home. So those are the most expensive days usually in a hospital. I do think that much of this reform has to be with insurance companies.
Congressman Snyder, are people looking to you for insight into the healthcare debate?
Well, healthcare is one of those issues that everybody has insight. I don't care what your business is. I tell my friends and have for the 20 years I've been in public life, which is in medical school, they teach about nosebleeds and sprained ankles. They don't teach about insurance law. And a lot of what we're talking about is the complications of these man-made institutions. But I'll give you my favorite example. Recently, I was on a plane a couple of weeks ago flying into Little Rock, and it's nighttime, and a guy gets up in the seat to head to the bathroom, and the plane's dark except for just the reading lights, and he sticks this note in my hand. Here, I want you to read this. Well, what it was, he was a small business person desperate for something to happen on health care because his premiums are going up every year, and it's killing him and killing the small businesses he works with. But he had written his note on a barf bag. You know, but he was so desperate to get the message out. Don't listen to these people who are trying to scare you off of doing anything. It has to be done. So I think those are the voices that we hear. My friends that are doctors, they're divided. Nurses are divided. I mean, Americans are divided on this. But ultimately, it comes down to there's a substantial segment of the American public that knows that what's going on isn't working for everyone as well as it should. Now, they've got apprehensions about where we're going with it, but they're very willing to keep listening to, can we come up with a workable solution that we can pay for? And I think that's where Jim and Eddie Bernice and I are all in agreement. We want to see something move this ball down the field, because what we're doing now isn't working for America like it ought to.
Okay, so Congressman Jim McDermott, let me start with you. Eventually, at some point, the House bill and the Senate bill have to get reconciled in order to come up with some kind of law to get passed and send to the president. So give me the three things that you absolutely have to see in the health care bill in order for you to vote for it.
Well, there has to be some way to make sure that everybody has access. And I think that a public option is the most logical way to do that. I think that there'll be lots of argument about what is a public option. When we talk about it here on the phone and everybody's listening all over the place, everybody has a different idea in mind. But there should be a way that no matter what your circumstances in this country are, you should be able to get health insurance that can never be taken away, so you can't be broken by a illness or an injury. With bankruptcies as the major cause, or health care bills as the major cause of bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah, 60% or so.
Yes, you have got to find a way to give American security, and part of that is controlling costs. So I think anything that happened yesterday, people shouldn't say that's the end. You don't watch a football game and watch a play in the second quarter and say, well, that's the end of the game. The game is going to go on and on and on until we get it done.
Vic, Congressman Snyder, what thing do you have to have in the bill to vote for it?
We have to see some aspect of insurance law reform. What Eddie Bernice was talking about, I agree 100%, deal with this issue of lifetime caps and pre-existing conditions. We have to recognize that people need to be required to be in the system, but if we're going to do that, then there has to be subsidies to help them be able to pay for it. I think that's the core crux of a plan. And then one other part of that would have to be there's got to be some kind of standardization of a package of benefits. We want people to have real policies, not policies that have huge deductibles and a lot of gaps in coverage.
Okay, that's Congressman Vic Snyder from Arkansas, also Congressman Jim McDermott from Washington State, and Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson from the 30th Congressional District of Texas. Tomorrow we're going to hear from Republican legislators who are medical professionals about health care legislation. If you're a health care professional, you want to hear what you're going to be watching as this health care bill proceeds through the Congress. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Sometimes those Seahawks games are over in the second quarter. I feel for Jim McDermott there.
Oh, that was painful.
Call us now with your thoughts on the news at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.